So, extending the appellate timetable. All right, so the case law is a little complicated there. The findings of fact can, a request for findings of fact can extend the appellate timetable if required by the rules of procedure, or if not required, could properly be considered. So that's led to some problem in the appellate courts. So, for example, if you ask for findings of fact in a summary judgment, okay, that does not extend the appellate timetable because there are no fact findings in a summary judgment. But if you asked for them after an evidentiary sanction hearing, that did extend the appellate timetable. So it can help you if you find yourself in the unenviable position of having to worry about your appellate timetable, but just be very careful with it if it's not a traditional bench trial finding of fact situation. This does not work for accelerated appeals. We have so many accelerated appeals now. Many of them benefit from a findings of fact, as we'll talk about later, but it cannot extend the appellate timetable for the accelerated appeal. So it's tricky, and it can be a trap. So why, again, findings of fact, trap for the unwary? So why? Well, you have to make a timely request plus a past due notice. You have to make additional requests. Then you've got steps that you should do in the appellate court that aren't exactly clear. And always address late findings, even when you're like, well, these findings are late. And which judge can sign them and must show harm? So those are the various traps that I'm going to talk about. Okay, so timeliness. Now, I'd like to say in 2010 at the Supreme Court Advisory Committee meeting, the committee unanimously agreed that we should have one request for findings of fact, and it should come at the 30-day mark, not at the 20-day mark, and that the rule should be rewritten to require broad form findings of fact and conclusions of law. I mean, there was so little discussion about this potential change to the rules. It was amazing because we discuss everything. But it's gone into the black hole of the Supreme Court, never to be heard from again. So unfortunately, and I know this from, we're having a Supreme Court Advisory Committee meeting tomorrow, we are going to be talking about all the rules that have to be changed because of what the legislature has done. So anything, I mean, we tend to only change the rules when that happens, but, you know, hope springs eternal on changes on something as simple as this. Okay, so original request, and at 20 days from the judgment or order. You need to watch out for this in a hybrid case. All right, so you tried the case to the jury, but you agreed to try attorney's fees to the judge. All right, so if you want findings of fact from the judge on those attorney's fees, then you got to remember to ask for it, even though it was a jury trial. Same thing with respect to if there were some evidentiary sanctions, you have to ask for it. One of the things that is still sort of up in the air is findings of fact on fee forfeiture or profit disgorgement, any other sort of equitable remedy that the trial court makes. When you've had a jury trial, for example, on breach of fiduciary duty, and then the judge orders fee forfeiture. In my opinion, there's nothing wrong with asking. As you'll see further on in the presentation, Austin has said it's not required. But no one else has weighed in on that in terms of the courts of appeals. And if I were you, I would definitely ask, just so you can argue that we really needed this for the appeal. So past due notice is 30 days after the original request, okay? It's not 30 days from the judgment, it's 30 days after your request. And if you do a premature request, it's deemed filed on the date of judgment, okay? So that is really tricky in terms of when your past due notice is then due, all right? So don't screw up and do a premature request and then a second request because your past due notice is gonna get late. So, and Unfortunately, the courts of appeals love to find waiver on things, and this is a pretty much an off-ramp for this whole issue of, oh, well, he didn't follow the rules, so there's no error with respect to findings of fact. Request for additional findings is 10 days after the court files its findings.